And it counted. So, I mean, that was the mindset, to, no matter what it took to get the W.
That interception, maybe the biggest play of your career, I mean, at the NFL level?
So far, we'll just say that.
Nice.
You know, I guess, you know, so far, but... you know, hopefully I can outdo myself in weeks to come.
You talk about the job that you've done this year, very solid thrown in there, and I guess the culmination so far was that play tonight.
Yeah, I think I came in training camp and showed some consistency. I think I showed that I could run the defense, and my goal was just to get the coaches to be able to have trust in me and show accountability to my teammates as well. So I think I came in and did that, and as a result of that, they trusted me to go in there when Morgan went down.
I know that you're still savoring this one, but obviously you got the challenge of Vic and Deshaun Jackson and Celek and all those guys on the road. Can you talk about that matchup?
It's going to be a tough matchup like it was week one. It's going to be fun going on the road. All we could ask for was this opportunity, so no matter what they put in front of us, we're just grateful, and I think we'll go in and just play hard and see if we can get a W.
Talk about Eric Baldwin a little bit, specifically what game he had today, the biggest game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
He stepped up big for us. I mean, that's what we need. You know, it's not going to be every game Clay Matthews is going to do his thing. It's not going to be every game Charles Woodson's going to, you know, do his thing or whatever, but if you're out there, you know, we're going to need you to step up, and thank goodness he stepped up and came up big for us. So he's playing good ball.
He's showing some great skills here.
Oh, yeah, he's an athlete now. That's why he's here. That's why they brought him in. You know, and hopefully he can build on this and keep playing well. I think, you know, there was a certain point in the season early on, sometimes it can take the wind out of your sails when the offense, you know, gives the ball to the other team and you got to go out and play defense. But we kind of look forward to it. It's kind of when we run out there, you know, we always say this is what we do. You know, it doesn't matter what situation we're put on out there on the field. You know, we got to get the ball back for the offense and create field position. So that's the mindset we have when we go out there, whether we're backed up, you know, or wherever. So, you know, we kind of look forward to those adverse situations. So we just try to make the best of it and make something happen. Huge. Huge. You know, there's nothing like when the plan comes together. You know, we had a plan to punt the ball out of bounds. We didn't want to punt to Hester. You know, I think there was a couple that, you know, were mishit, but the cover team covered it well. And those punts inside the 20 were huge. So I know Coach Sloak and everybody has to feel good about the plan actually coming together. So it was a good day for special team.
The two big runs that Forte had in the first half, what were you guys in? Were you more pass coverage on those plays? Or were you...
No, we were in a run defense, had nine in the box. They just blocked it up and they just hit us. I got to go back and look at the film on both of them. I know the first one, one of them, we were in man coverage. I want to say the other one was just some type of fire zone, and we got kind of lost contain on the edge, and he bounced it outside. But, I mean, it's going to happen. They pay those guys, too. You know, he's a good running back. You can't win every down, but we came through and it counted.
In the years that you've been with this organization, I mean, in the past years, sometimes there'd be, you know, three quarters of good football and a couple of explosive games that spoiled today, you know, with touchdowns. But this group, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, the focus, the give it every play to the end, has it been any better than this group right here?
You know, I haven't been out there with those guys, the whole time I've been here, but I would say so. I think, you know, finish is a big model we try to go by, finish and focus. And you got to stay disciplined all four quarters in this league, and especially at this time of the year. So, that's just one thing we got to make sure we do. We can bend, but don't break. So we just got to make sure we go out there and play good, sound football and come up with the big plays when it counts.
AJ, Charles, they continue to be vocal leaders when you're out there. Keep the focus.
Oh, yeah, everybody. I mean, they keep everybody playing. They just keep the momentum going on the defense. So, I mean, everybody feeds off them. So. You saw what Charles did today. I think he got the defense going, and Walden stepped up and just gets, you know, everybody feeds off each other. So AJ and Charles, I say, you know, when they start playing hot, you know, it gets everybody going. So
thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Talk about Ben, but doing great defense. This is the third time this season you've kept an opponent out of the end zone. And I think that speaks volumes about what you guys are able to do. How are you able to do that?
I think we just buckle down and know that we can't let them in. That's the one thing we try to focus on is, you know, have the number one scoring defense. And you know, we can, if they come down there, you know, at most we got to give, you know, let them have three. But You know, but someone just has to make a big play when the time comes, and we did it today. So.
Charlie, did he try to look on the interception? Did he try to look you off or anything to get go that way, or did he just kind of throw it up there?
No, I think he got pressured and kind of started moving it a little bit in the pocket, it looked like, to him, and he just kind of threw it up, made an easy play for me to make on the ball.
Is that just your guy back there? Did you have any
responsibility? We were in cover two, so I just tried to stay deep, and I kind of kept him in my vision and kind of kept him in the corner, make it a harder throw, and I think he threw it to me.
So you're in cover two then. Obviously, you're not always in cover two. What would you say about the way Dom calls? What's his touch as a coordinator? Is he pretty hot today?
Man, you know what? You got to ask him because I can't. I'm not in his head, but I do know he just feels the game. You know, we might practice one call all week and then come out with a totally different game plan when the game starts. He goes off how we do on first and second down and things like that, and how he feels and what he feels is coming, and just tries to put us in the best situation possible. And, you know, and we give him feedback too, so he'll listen to us as well and kind of go like that. So, you know, Dom kind of calls the game like that, just kind of feels the game out a little bit.
Charles said you guys have a lot of confidence. Whatever he calls, you're like, well, okay, that must be right in this situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not every call you agree you want to be in, you know, but he knows, you know, he's up top, you know, looking down, so he knows best, and we just got to play what he calls, and we give him, I mean, 100% trust in what he calls. So he's going to put us in the best place to make plays as you've seen so far this year. So we got confidence in him. Hopefully he's got confidence in us, too.